Well, it sounds like a short night, short net tonight. Hopefully, we get a few more stations joining in. KEA-PCQ, go ahead and pick it up, Dave, with KC-YVF on standby.
KC-8-VOA in the group. KEA-PCQ here. Well, the bands were kind of quiet part of this week, and I hope they come back a little. I didn't get a lot of time on the radio, but what time I did have, boy, it was hard, like pulling teeth to check in. Been a great week for grass cutting, and I've been working towards my go kit for my QRP standalone station for the field day. So I'm working on that. I want to get it set up and running a couple times before I go there and get with that. So with that said, KE8-PCQ, back to net.
Well, thank you there, Dave. KC-8-YVF, go ahead and pick it up with KD8-PAZ on standby.
Good evening, Rick. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, band conditions are terrible at best. I read at least online that there is a good chance tonight, tomorrow night, for the Northern Lights. We had some, some fairly sizable solar storms from what they said. So basically, HF conditions are slim and none. We were supposed to have our state net at 5 o'clock. They tried to do it. There was no HF at all. And they tried to do it on the linked repeater system. And I don't know how it turned out. There was not much activity. It kept having issues even with that. So I didn't even check in. I listened for a few minutes and turned it off and come back upstairs. So, HF, nothing. I went through all of the bands and looked at the scope, and it was basically a just noise level and no signals at all. So it's kind of like, okay, we'll try another day. For me, good week, I guess. It was a short week with the holiday last week. This weekend I worked, again, out and around the house trying to get stuff done. Ran into a little electrical problem on Saturday. I came in, went to plug some things in, and part of my garage didn't work. Well, it turned out that the main outlet that's on the side wall of the house, the only thing I can think of is due to the closing the door continuously, rattling the wall, one of the wire nuts had, even though I had it taped, must have come loose. One of the wires had come loose somehow. So I changed it out, the old wire nuts, those came out, I changed to the new technology and plugged everything back in, and all my outlets and that worked again. So, but that was a 45-minute ordeal I hadn't planned on, all of a sudden just cropped up and did that. I did go pick up my camper out of storage, so that's home. I've got it set up in the driveway, everything looks good. I got one thing I got to repair, some molding came loose, so I got to fix that. I'm going to leave it up tonight, and tomorrow I'll put it down tomorrow night before storms are supposed to come in on Wednesday, I guess. So everything looks good. Otherwise, it fared fine with the winter, so that's good. Hopefully I get to get out a couple of times this year and to do that. So with that, I'll turn it back over to the net control for the 73 round. Back to you, Rick, KC-8YVF.